is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Though tonight, things have focused on the theological, the religious aspect of people's lives and belief systems and why people think the way they do, exploring various different folks and what they think. So you're certainly welcome to call on that topic, but you can bring up anything as well. In fact, earlier in the show, Mark, you had talked about how there's this provision in an upcoming defense bill that will essentially authorize eternal war and give the president the legal justification for all the things that presidents have done recently regarding creating new wars that supposedly have been unconstitutional and illegal, but of course, you know, the government doesn't actually hold itself accountable for anything. So it really just seems more like a formality.
Yeah, I mean, presidents have been doing whatever they want. I think Obama stepped a little farther than most, than any others have with this Libyan situation.
Well, they always go farther.
Yeah.
Each president
goes a little farther.
Right, because they get to build on the powers that were aggregated to them by the presidents who've come before. So each president is usually a little bit worse than the ones that came before. I mean, Bill Clinton seemed like a small government dude compared to George W. Bush.
Welfare reform. In his tenure, there was actually a budget surplus.
Right. So 1-800-259-9231. I'm not proclaiming Bill Clinton to be small government.
No,
just saying by comparison. That's all. We're coming up here with your calls. We go to Mark listening in St. Pete to WFLA. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with, well, Ian and another Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
Pardon?
What is on your mind? You're on the air.
Oh, suffering exists all over the world. And my form of faith I follow commands me to relieve that suffering where I can and not to add to it. Part of my belief system is you don't have to believe what I believe. What it works for you is fine. Uh-huh. I am not threatened, nor do I wish to threaten you.
I like it. Sounds good.
Yep. But some of the comments I've heard tonight are just atrocious.
Yeah, pick one. Yeah. What was the most offensive, atrocious thing you've heard tonight?
That you've got to have a certain code phrases to utter in order to be right, and that anybody else who doesn't say it is going to hell.
Yeah, isn't it silly? How can anyone really take that seriously?
Yeah, I know. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, a God that would put out some code phrase that you have to say in order to get into heaven sounds like a trickster to me. And yeah. I'm not really sure that I want my God to be a trickster. I don't believe that. I'm just saying that that's how it shows up to me.
Let's talk to John listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, man, how you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Nothing, man. I just want to call and say I appreciate what you're saying when you're asking these people to define God, because none of them seem to be able to give you any type of straight answers because the Bible says it. And I want to tell you, I got to respect that, man.
What are you respecting? I'm sorry.
I just respect the way that you're making them define God, because these people can't seem to really give you a clear answer.
They've got an answer, John. Their answer is, what Mama told me.
Yes, sir.
Now, they won't say it,
yeah,
but that's really what people around the world, not just the people calling in tonight, but people around the world believe what Mama told them.
Most people, the answer to why do you believe what you believe, I don't think I've specifically asked anyone to define God tonight, but maybe I didn't.
Yeah, you
remember. But anyway, most people believe what they believe because they were told by somebody in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing, too, how quick they are. You just jump right in and not let you finish. I'm interested. I like what you're saying, and I'll listen to you. I think that people have a very mixed up definition of what God is. It's kind of like what you're saying, maybe because it always tends to go along with what their own inner urges want. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not here to try to convert anyone to my religious belief. This is certainly not a religious program. We started talking about the rapture, and then, you know, it went from there.
Okay.
The whole rapture thing that was supposed to occur at 6 p.m. I'm about 3 hours and 10 minutes over. I haven't heard of anybody shooting towards heaven yet. But You know, and my religion, like the last gentleman, it's not informed based on someone else's, you know, beliefs towards it. It's only what I use to understand the world with. And I don't cling to it so firmly that I'm willing to harm anyone else over it. And I think that many, many, many people are.
Yeah, my religion or, you know, die, basically. And that's a scary proposition.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As we continue with your calls, Jeff is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with the
Ian. How you doing?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Great.
Listen, yeah, you guys are talking about the Quran and things like that, and as far as religion, as far as finding God. Now, the issue, you know, I heard one of your callers say, you know, he hated Muslims or whatever. Well, I am Christian.
Okay.
To hate anybody is foolish. Okay, to hate any person. Okay, Christ said it, we're all sinners. Okay, what I think the problem that America needs to is they're ignorant as far as the Quran. Okay,
sure.
I spent 20 years ago. Okay, I was in doubt of who is God, and I became a Christian because I looked at Buddhism, I looked at Islam, I look at Hinduism, I looked at a number of different isms.
That's an unusual case. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I think it is. I was born a Catholic, you know, raised, and now I am a non-denominational Christian.
Okay.
And I looked at other things. What I think I don't hate Muslims. I definitely have a problem with the ideology. Okay, I don't know if you've ever read the Quran.
I have not, no. But I've never read the Bible either. Mark has.
One of the things I find a problem with this "have you read the Quran" question is if I was to jump into the Bible without having the sort of foundation of Christian education that I have, I would read it in entirely different fashion than I would say read you know, something that I had a foundation in. So if I started reading the Bible from the beginning, and I'm going to get to, you know, I'm going to go through Genesis, and I'm going to read these crazy stories about how the world was created and floating boats and the Tower of Babel and all that stuff. I'm going to get into Exodus with Moses destroying people.
Let me cut in for 1 second. The difference being is, for Muslims, okay, for being a Christian or a Jew, okay, being a Christian, now, people who are Christians and say they hate Jews are stupid, okay? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. But the Islamic religion, Muslim religion, requires, okay, that it be the only one, okay? It requires the removal of any other religion.
Okay, so let me respond to that then. There are certain people who call themselves Christians that are also so-called fundamentalist Christians, that they believe, for instance, biblical literalists believe that every single word in the Bible is true. I'm going to take your word about the, you know, the alleged contents of the Quran.
However, we've had people dispute that.
Right, yeah, we've had people dispute it. However, the Muslims that I know don't seem to adhere to that particular tenet, if that's true.
They don't want, I can read you passages. And the thing is, it's true, okay? You cannot take a straight, you know, interpretation or translation from the Quran to English. Just that you can't do the same thing with Hebrew and Greek.
So what percentage of Muslims do you believe is this belief system that they should be the only religion in the world?
The reality is, if they were being honest and they were being true to Islam, they have to be 100%. I mean, that is actually what Islam states. Okay.
Okay. I didn't ask you that question. I asked you what percentage of Muslims has that belief system.
What percentage of the ones who are going to be true to their faith? Or not?
Well, wait a minute. Here's the point, though. Christian women that walk outside with their head, you know, walk into a church with their head covered, uncovered, are not being true to their Christian faith. Okay, there are all kinds of things that you can nitpick about these religions. So, and the fact that they do now, I don't think means they're going to hell, but they are disobeying the Bible. So, If Muslims choose to not believe the portion of the Quran that you says that they have to, you know, destroy the infidel or whatever, then, well, are they any less Muslims than Christian women who walk into church without their head covered?
Indeed. Great point. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it. We got to move on here to
old dumb books, both of them.
Other people have their thoughts to share. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up anything. That is the point of this program. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, we want to invite you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up here in about 4 weeks. Porkfest 2011, the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. It's the Free State Project that's putting it on, as they always do. It's a great excuse for you to come here to New Hampshire to spend some time up in the beautiful White Mountains at Rogers Campground with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People who, by the way, have all manner of different religious beliefs. I mean, here on this show, we have atheists that co-host the show with us. We have Michelle, who's a Christian on Friday nights. So
I'm a Quaker.
I'm a pantheist. The religious viewpoints are diverse within the liberty movement. The thing that binds us all together is that we all agree on a similar principle, and that is that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free, and that being free means you can live your life how you want, so long as you don't aggress against other peaceful human beings. And that's the uniting belief system of the liberty movement. You can have whatever other beliefs you want to, as long as you aren't going to harm others, as long as you're going to honor your agreements, you're cool in my book. You know, as long as you're not pushing your religion, forcing your religion down other people's throats, or forcing your moral system or your values or whatever down other people's throats by the threat of violence, the point of a gun, in the way that government does, you're cool with me. I don't care what your religious beliefs are.
Not just governments, but criminals of all sorts.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to me how you believe the world was created, or what the purpose of life is, or what the universe means. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is whether or not you would support aggression. And that's what brings us all together. We're coming together for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's people like us, Mark, you and I, who've made the move to New Hampshire. We're going to be there. Free Talk Live broadcasting live. So probably a few hundred people who may be already here in New Hampshire will be at Porkfest. Another few hundred probably coming from all around the country, around the world, to check out New Hampshire, maybe for the first time, to see what it's like. Remember last year, Mark, when I think it was Carla, who's now the president of the Free State Project, she had asked everybody in the audience how many people are here for the first time. And over half of the audience raised their hands. It's an incredible
thing.
Wow. Like every year, there's like half of the people that are there for the first time, and every year it keeps getting bigger. So every year there's more and more people there. Last year we were over 800. This year probably going to be around 1,000 people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So people that are already living here and moved here as part of the Free State Project, people that maybe are New Hampshire natives, they might come out as well. Some of the best liberty activists you'll find are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Even people who haven't made the move yet, people who have pledged to move that want to come up and kind of check things out. And maybe you. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the various different things that are happening, from family fun to agorism in action to live musical performances and more. Porkfest.com. You can use our discount code FREETALKLIVE, all run together as one word, to save yourself 20% on your registration. That's Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you can just go to freestateproject.org as we go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan, listening in Tallahassee, Florida, to WFLA-FM. Hello, Dan. Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. What's on your mind tonight?
A lot of the callers have been talking about Christianity, and I just wanted to say, I hope you guys don't associate most Christians with meathead conservative warmongers who believe in torture, capital punishment, preemptive wars, and so on.
It's hard not to. It's difficult, and I think that those are the Christians that have the largest podium in the United States. And I said in the first hour, and I suspect you haven't been listening for 3 hours now or whatever, that I think that Christians are the biggest problem with Christianity.
Hmm. Yeah, I just think it's ironic that conservatives in this country are the ones that are perceived to be the moral and religious ones, when I see it more as a contradiction when they believe in all those, like torture and capital punishment, which is like a direct contradiction of most of the teachings in the Bible.
It does seem strange to me that, you know, I don't know. I don't not believe in capital punishment for religious reasons. I don't believe in capital punishment because I think it is ineffective for, you know, that I think that, you know, when man is fallible and you shouldn't make a permanent decision, you can always let somebody out of prison if you find out, oh, the DNA doesn't match. But if you execute them, you can't bring them back to life.
Yeah. That's true.
Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. And, well, one other thing, this is something that you guys probably don't agree with, but a lot of these so-called, like, pseudo-Christians who are capitalists, they also like to say the Lord helps those who help themselves. But in reality, that's not in the Bible at all. And the Bible actually says the kings are the ones who are going to hell, and the servants, the poor, and the disabled are the blessed ones because they're going to heaven. So it's just another contradiction, in my opinion.
Well, I think that, you know, if we're going to point at the Bible here, I think the Bible also ensconces slavery. So I don't know, you know, I wouldn't use it as a moral guide. I would agree with you that politicians are people that are, you know, the criminals. They use force and violence to get what they want. They don't do it themselves. They hire people to do it, and they use your money to do so. So, you know, I think that there are people who cannot help themselves in this world, and those people need our help. I think right. that the least effective way to give them help is through government entitlement programs.
I know. Well, that's obviously not something that's mentioned in the Bible, but I just wanted to, as an overall point, I just thought it was interesting that...
Dan, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Joshua is listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Joshua. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to just put out my two cents on this whole thing.
Go for it.
I think people kind of... With the whole Christian, they believe the Bible and this and that. There's a few things. Like, the Bible was written by man. It wasn't, like, a straight interpretation from God. So there's going to be a lot of things in there that, you know, are just, you know, their point of view. Like, you know, women, you know, can, like, when the woman ate the apple in the Garden of Eden
yep.
and cursed man to... all the misery and whatnot, mm-hmm. they blame women, you know, like in Dogma, like the Kevin Smith movie. They just kind of chastise them and whatnot. I mean, so you can't put, you just need to read the book and just take, you know, like just take the general, I guess the general gist.
I don't want to read it. I mean, I can summarize. I think that the, you know, the teachings of Jesus, the general concepts of peace and turning the other cheek and loving your neighbor and loving thy enemy, these are things that you can write down on a page. I don't think you need 1,000 pages or however many damn pages that thing is.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you need to focus on, not, you know, if you eat fish on Friday, you're going to go to hell. I mean,
right.
stuff like that. Like, I mean, like,
I think that's
like
on.
Yeah, like some people say, oh, if you're gay, you're going to hell. Like, my mom's gay. I don't think she's going to hell. Like, I've met plenty of gay people who are a whole lot better than half the Christian yeah. people I know. Like, I
Absolutely.
Know plenty of Christians right. who will say, you know, God is this, God and that, and they turn around and then they have the opinion of they're holier than thou. Like, they're better than you because they go to church.
Yeah, I agree with this. I believe that God is love. I truly do believe that. Now, I'm not sure what form he takes. I don't know if he's a sentient being, if he's a compilation of all our souls mm-hmm. together. I have no idea. But I believe that he's a loving God that believes in morality. The Bible says that homosexuality is immoral, and it says it in a few places. As I understand it, that's what I recall reading, at least in the English translation. So therefore, that's why I say, among many, many, many other reasons, I just got really very little use for that book.
Thanks, Joshua, for your call and thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. Hey, if what we see as evidence in these politicians is anything to look at for the past, maybe the people that wrote the Bible in that particular provision actually had some latent homosexual tendencies. We're just trying to repress it. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. spring, everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Get signed up for our news updates. If you'd like to be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live, whenever there's something that you need to know, you'll be informed first. If you're on the news updates delivery methods, one of which I think the best method is email, but some people really dig Facebook and or Twitter, you can sign up for any one of those if you'd like over at news.freetalklive.com.
And the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
To the phones and the fun, ladies first, let's talk to Christy listening in Oregon to KNED. Christy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thank you. All this talk of the rapture, but, you know, poor old Harold Camping was sincere, you know, and I know he meant it. He believed it with all his heart.
He
followed like a rabbit trail, and you got to kind of stick with it.
How do you think he feels today?
Oh, I think he's pretty, I'm sure he's shocked and sad. Mm-hmm. I thought about that. I thought, oh, poor guy. At first,
right.
I laughed.
Wrong again. Yeah, I feel really bad for this
guy. I felt really bad for laughing, you know?
I feel really bad for him. I know that he's got
to. He really believed it.
I believe he totally believed it.
And that's what's so sad. And think of all the people who believed it with all their heart, and then they're so let down. And then they're going to turn all the others away who know better than to set any date. I mean, it's so simple and clear. It couldn't be any clearer. But it does say to look for the seasons and the times and certain things. And it says when you see these things, look up and be ready. So
it says, but it says things like wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. I mean, heck, at this point, we've got the news. They didn't have the news back then. So now you hear about wars every day.
How about all the nation? Yes, and earthquakes every day. And the volcano in Iceland erupting again, by the way. And, you know, the nations are aligning like never before, exactly like it said. They were all enemies. Russia, Iran, China, all of them were enemies for like 2,000 some odd years since the prophecies were written. And here they are, just like it says, doing these Arab alliances. Like it said, they would conference together and make alliances. And look at the Muslim Brotherhood taking over. I mean, whoa. Every single thing. And it says, watch Israel. And look at Israel. All nations will watch it. Well, like, even 20 years ago, people thought, whatever.
Even the same nation of Israel? I mean, Israel was destroyed 2,000 years ago, and then they put a new nation in the place, and they call it Israel. Is it the same thing? I mean, if I open up a... I'm trying to think of something that went away.
Woolworths.
The Abenaki... Right, Woolworths. If I open up a company and I call it Woolworths, is it Woolworths, or is it some company that I've just called Woolworths?
Christy, thanks for the call tonight.
I think it's the word of... God said it's going to be Woolworths.
Thanks for the call. I don't know what that means, but thank you. 800-259-9231.
It's the word of God, because I said it is.
Let's continue here with, I think Carl is listening in Tennessee to the TJ Network in Union City. Hello, Carl.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to give my take on things with religion and the different types of religions. And I want to start out with just a little short story. There was a Chinese guy, and you know how these some of the Christian people and other religious people will knock door to door and want to introduce their religions?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they went up to this Chinese guy and said, I want to tell you about God. And he said, great, tell me about God. And they went through the whole spiel, to make a long story short, and he said, that's wonderful. He said, and knowing God, that's the only way I can get to heaven, is doing all of this stuff? He said, sure is. He said, well, what about all these friends and relatives I have in China? They don't know anything about God. And the guy said, well, that's okay. If you don't know about God, you go to heaven automatically. And he said, well, then why in the hell did you tell me?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Why did you tell me this absurd nonsense claptrap and then expect me to believe it when I would have been be able to go to heaven had you just kept your mouth shut?
Yeah, the really nice thing about Christians these days is they just come and knock on doors to talk to you. I mean, in back in the day, they would have conquered your nation, given you, raped all your women, given them syphilis, and you know, taken over.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the other thing is, you know, a lot of people can't read, especially back in the day. And even today, they don't have access to Bibles. What about those poor souls? You know, I think God instilled into everyone, if there's a God, and he's got to be smarter than that, if there is one. Exactly.
Good thoughts, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Clayton is in Texas. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ed and Mark.
Clayton? Hey, did y'all know homosexuality is actually not a sin in the Bible?
You know, the one I read specifically said it's an abomination.
It's actually a translation error. The word.
Isn't there several places where they do this, though? I mean, it's not just one location. You know, that there's several locations where they talk about men lying with men as if they were women and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but most of the time it refers to orgies done to worship the god Baal. There's actually a study done by Justin R. Cannon called The Bible, Christianity, and Homosexuality that the there's no word in biblical Greek or Hebrew that's equivalent to the English word homosexual. The word was only coined about 100 years ago and first appeared in the Bible in 1946.
Hmm. The word homosexuality appeared in the Bible in 1946?
In one of the translations, which it wasn't really a translation, it was more of an interpretation.
You know, I've heard this, and I think you can take this. This is the problem with this whole religion is that you've got it written in, what, three different languages, all of which are, you know, old, dead languages. Because if I went and tried to speak Old English with somebody 400 years ago, we'd have one heck of a time communicating, let alone Greek people reading Greek from 2,000 years ago. And then you're talking about the issue of ancient Hebrew and all that stuff.
Yeah. You've got several compounding issues there.
Trying to take this religion and then saying, oh, no, it doesn't say that. Why is it worth saving?
Well, the compounding issues you've got there are, number one, you've got the original editors who made their editorial choices as far as what to put in, what to leave out, how to phrase whatever it is they did decide to put in. You've got those folks. And then on top of that, you've got all the people that have translated and interpreted it over the years. So you've got several layers of, even if you believe that there's some God at some point that, issued diktats or issued information to somebody and they wrote them down, you've got this information that has passed through the hands of so many men over the decades. Like, come on, haven't you ever played telephone when you were in grade school where you passed the message around to the circle of kids?
It was a disaster, and I know which girl did it.
If you've ever lived in a small town where one story starts somewhere and by the time it gets to you, you hear a completely different version.
Yeah, exactly, but, right.
Talking about the Bible, Christians aren't actually commanded to go by the Old Testament. I believe it's actually the Jewish Mosaic law that they were commanded to live under until Jesus was actually killed. But any Christian owes it to themselves to question everything that they've been taught. A lot of Christians believe by tradition, not exactly by Scripture.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely true. And Christians have been in tradition for a very long time. It's interesting. I read a book recently that said that there was this belief in Christianity that cats were in league with the devil. So Christians in sort of an early, I think it's like 15th century or something like that, went around killing all the cats. Well, then the rat population blew up. And rats had fleas that had bubonic plague. Christianity wiped out one-third of Europe.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. Thanks for the enlightenment.
I'm just saying.
Let's continue here with Blake listening to the TJ Network in Humboldt, Tennessee. Hello, Blake. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Blake?
Oh, not much. I don't know. I got the hint that when you were talking about warmongering Christians earlier. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
I think that many Christians warmonger, yes.
Well, I just get the feeling that... that you're kind of stereotyping Christians. I mean, is that right? Is that how you
It's hard not to stereotype because that's kind of what I hear. But I do think that largely the sort of Republican pro-war crowd has kind of staked out Christianity for itself. That there's not a lot. That for whatever reason, the Democrat Christians, they don't have the voice in this nation that the Republican
Democrats
Christians
are warmongers too, Mark.
I'm just saying that...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I know you got a point you want to make, so hang with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I mean, we know Christians, Mark, very devout Christians.
Oh, sure.
Who are very, very peace-oriented.
I'm only saying that they've staked that for themselves out.
They, meaning a bunch of them have.
A bunch of them have.
1-800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for your call, your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind if you're already on hold, and if you're not, well, you're SOL for tonight. But we do this thing six nights a week live. You can join us online, of course, any old time you want to over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, there are different ways you can do that. One of them is to go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a variety of different tools, things like flyers or business cards you can print out. You can distribute on behalf of Free Talk Live. You can also, of course, get instructions, suggestions on how to contact your local talk station. If you're not getting all six nights of this show every single week, you can ask them real nice, like, take some more of us, if you'd like. Just, of course, show appreciation for everything that your local station does take, if they do take some Free Talk Live. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can also learn how to get yourself a free bumper sticker as well. Promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I think we still got Blake with us, listening in Tennessee to the DJ Network. Blake?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, like I said, I had the feeling that you were kind of stereotyping Christians as warmongers, but I just wondered if you'd given any thought to, Christianity being the most popular religion in the United States.
And the world.
And the world. And, you know, just like with anything else, you know, you're going to have extremes. And, you know, I think...
Would you say the extremes are the majority in the Christian religion?
Man, I can't speak for the world, but I just know where I'm from. I'm for whatever makes you happy. You know what I mean? Whatever makes you happy.
Do you go to a church?
Yes, sir.
Is your church like that? I mean, is your church not behind the war effort?
Not a lot of yellow ribbons or God bless the troops, that kind of bumper stickers in the parking lot?
No, that's a non-denominational church. It's not like a Baptist or something like that.
I don't think that's just Baptist. I mean, I really don't.
I wasn't trying to single that out. I'm sorry. But
no, man, if we haven't made it clear, I hoped I had earlier when I mentioned that one of our co-hosts on this show during the week is a Christian.
And a person who had graduated from seminary.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there are plenty of Christians that are peace-oriented. It's just the ones that make the most noise are the ones that you see on TV, et cetera, and they're the ones that are talking about war.
Yeah, that was my point. You know,
But those are the ones with the voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're the ones with the voice. I'll totally give you that. I mean, I don't know that they are necessarily a small vocal minority. They may very well be a majority of the real church-going sort of Christians. I don't know. I can't say.
Blake, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff, listening in Benton Harbor, Michigan, to WSJM-FM. Hello, Jeff. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, yeah. Hi. Thanks. Boy, I wish I was living in New Hampshire. That sounds like a cool place to be.
It is cool. You should go to freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of freedom. What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, you know, speaking of religion, the effects of religion on our societies globally, and the history of the effects of religions, it seems to me that, you know, if people don't wise up and find out that organizations, once they become organizations, organized religion, it seems like we're doomed. It seems like they take over and they just want a war among each other, or continue to keep man in a position where the age of reason is like gone, and the scientific method is like second rate.
Well, I really agree with what you're saying.
Interesting observation. The organization becomes the primary interest. The propagation, the furtherance of that organization and its belief system becomes the primary interest, as opposed to what it was originally supposedly formed around.
Also, the effects of us, of science in the world today, we're really hurting. The thing is, we should be growing by leaps and bounds, and to some effect, we see our technology kind of getting there, but it seems like it's not getting the way it is. Let me give an example. In religion, specifically, there's always the thought of, you know, good versus evil. You know, you can call it the devil and God, or, you know, evil and God,
sure.
You know, whatever. All right, so scientifically, if a person dares, even in our American society, to investigate, let's say, what they call, like, the paranormal or the occult, if they get any results, or they branded, I mean, real results that are witnessed by people that are indisputable, oh, are they made pariahs of? Oh, I mean, you know, it's like you're the son of the devil or something.
Are you
like
referencing
this.
Something in particular?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
okay,
what kind of indisputable evidence for paranormal things are out there?
Okay, well, you know, I'm aware of these, guys like Philip Klass and that, you know, say they want. But to give you an example, growing up, I used to experiment with these Ouija boards.
Right.
Okay, so I was interested, well, what kind of effects can you get with a Ouija board? Is it, you know, is it psychological? Is it math, hypnosis? What's going on?
It's usually one person pushing a little thing around a board.
Well, yeah, usually, but, yeah. You know, I decided to try, you know, testing, you know, formulating a hypothesis and, you know, using the scientific method and putting it to the test. I've never been able to get far enough to get a theory, but, however, the results were very interesting. I was able to get groups of, let's say, bikers and like this together. Work these boards because I wanted people
that sounds
who
like a good
I
time,
thought.
Man. Hell's Angels using a Ouija board.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, so to speak. Well, yeah, you know, because I didn't really want people that would, you know, just get too, you know, flaked out or something.
Some homeless people, put them on a Ouija board.
Yeah. So, you know, we were able to get the effects. Now, are you ready for this? We were able to get tables to levitate. With boards levitating above the tables, and then shot glasses levitating above the boards.
That's
that
a pretty big claim.
How many shot glasses?
Oh, just one. Well, I know what you're talking about. No. No, I mean, we were using, like, leaded crystal shot glasses.
Now, Jeff, you're making some pretty, pretty extreme claims here. And, of course, extreme claims require extreme evidence. Do you have physical evidence of the...
Well, here's what I want to tell you.
Claims?
Boy, I do not get invited to parties anymore. I've been made a pariah.
Because you bring a Ouija board, right?
Oh, socially? I mean, no, because I got results from the Ouija board. I'm sure I've known people who
Well, you have
Ouija
alleged you have alleged that you've gotten results, but
yeah,
you,
yeah, okay, let's go that route, right?
You have, but, you have know, a website where you have videos of the floating shot glasses?
Yeah, no,
and
I don't have videos. Nobody would stick around long enough. Oh God, I emptied out houses and rooms like you wouldn't believe. People get so.
How many people witnessed the floating?
Oh, at any
objects?
One time? Oh, I'd say up to 10. At least interesting claims. Yeah, I made sure I packed the room so I would have plenty.
You've got to document this stuff. I mean, you said it was scientific. When it's scientific, you have documentation, evidence.
I'm trying. I'm on a budget, okay?
Well, if you can do it once, if it's scientific, you can do it again. So
You would think so, and it has been. You know, I mean, there's been smaller groups like five or six that I've been able to replicate this with, even family members. But even my family, because of religion, treats me worse because I managed to levitate some tables in this, right, with a Ouija board. I get treated worse than these guys who have designed, built, and detonated atom bombs and killed millions of people.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's interesting claims, right? I mean, there are all kinds of interesting paranormal claims, but not so much as far as the evidence to actually back them up.
Well, I mean,
I remember when I was 10 years old.
You have the evidence, right?
My friends and I tried a Ouija board, and it was creepy. But that was because the kind of the aura around that whole mystical thing.
I tried it too. I swear, my friend, I know she was pushing that thing around the table. I know she was, because I wasn't. I was like holding my hands there. I will just wait until something moves, and I didn't expect this piece of plastic to move at all.
Yeah.
Why would this piece of plastic move? All the others haven't.
Because it's got that thing in the middle of it, and it's on a Ouija board, and the ghosts know what that means, and they can, or spirits, or whatever. So we continue here with Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. It's Weird Beliefs Night. Go ahead, share yours.
Okay, I've got a quick story about how I first heard about the rapture in 75. It was, or close to that. I worked for a Kroger store, and we had a gentleman whose name was Ricky. And he was a Vietnam individual who escaped from Vietnam, came over, and he lived with a Christian church. They're the ones that actually sponsored him. So he was really excited about religion. So there's a little bit of a communication problem. He was talking about rapture, and we're pushing this heavy cart with boxes, and I thought he was saying rupture. So I said, well, Ricky, if you bend your legs and use your back, you know, instead of using your back, that won't happen. He said, no, rapture.
Yeah,
so he's got a rapture. Oh. That's his rapture story. He's had a rapture in his back.
Was that it though? I mean, was there more?
I thought he had hernia. I thought he about how to prevent a hernia, and he's talking about the rapture.
Slip this.
And for the rest of the night, he goes on to explain to me how the God comes going to come down. And he's going to pick the people, and they're going to go up to heaven. So anyway, that's how I first was exposed. It makes about as much sense today as it did back then.
Thanks for the story, Kevin. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian in Illinois. Brian, you've got about 20 seconds. Go ahead with your thoughts. Brian.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go quick.
Yes, I just wanted to say, man, the bottom line is that we're all humans. We're all born on this planet. We all breathe the same air. And if we continue to allow these globalists, and shock callers or whatever you want to call them, to use things like organized religion and racism to continue to divide us, then we're going to ultimately end up destroying ourselves.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Back tomorrow.
No more shock callers.
FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.